When it comes to home improvement, sometimes you need a pro, but sometimes you just need a little advice from a pro. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
All right, the month of March is getting started here. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and find our blog, the March month to-do list. We've talked about the first three things that we'd like you to consider. Getting your spring started out correctly. Let's take a look at the swimming pool. Do a full visual assessment of anything that needs to be done there. Look for leaks. Look for water lines that need to be beaded off the tile. Take a look at the plaster and see, maybe do we need a acid wash. Get the water chemically tested. Make sure we've got a good balance. Then we'd ask you to take a look at your power plan and how you're buying your electricity. And we encourage you to go to a time of use plan almost exclusively. We actually have a question that has come in on Facebook. It says, I work from home. My wife is home all day. Are we out of luck on the super cooling or the SRP time of day saving energy? No, you're not. But it's a more.
In fact, if you're on the right plan that goes till noon, you're going to be more comfortable at home than any office space you'll probably visit.
And you know what? I know APS has a noon to seven. I'm not sure SRP does. They're like a seven to seven or something like that. But we'll have to know more information from you to fully answer that question. So we know how to track you down and get to you. So a time of day use is something. We want you to check your air conditioner right now. Get your trusted air conditioning contractor that you have a relationship with out to the house and make sure you're in good shape there. And then as it relates to Richard's question about a screen porch, you know, what we'd like to do is if you took your sunscreens down in the fall to allow the heat to come in your house, now's the time to start getting them out, hosing them off, brush them down with a nice stiff nylon brush, get them good and clean, and start cleaning the windows and the frames, and let's get those sunscreens back on the house.
That's the invention I need to do. Some kind of electrostatic dust attractor that you could just quickly wipe over your sunscreen and completely remove all the dust, because they are a pain to clean.
They can be. They really can be.
That's why you... If you can, get the tan one instead of the black one, because then you never notice.
That's right. It helps a lot. The other hit list of things to take care of for March is spring cleaning. Let's get out of those closets. Let's start thinking about reuse, repurpose, recycle, or just trash it. I especially like people to take a look at the closets where they keep their water heaters or their air conditioning equipment. Let's make sure we don't have any hazardous materials in there, nothing combustible. And certainly, if you don't want to breathe it, let's not make sure it's not in the air conditioning closet itself, like gasoline cans, acetone, paint thinner, or paint. None of that stuff should be in the closet where your air handler is. Okay, so there's just a few more things. We've still got calls. Let's get to the calls.
You know what? Since I already brought this up before the break, can we ask you my Facebook question?
You know,
I think Rosie did while you were call screening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were call screening, and we did touch it just a bit.
Sorry.
All right, so we can go to the calls, and we have an open line at 602-277-5827.
Charlie and Mesa's first on the line. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie, we'll be second. Let's go to Daryl.
Charlie will be second.
Daryl.
Hey,
yes,
Daryl.
Okay, so now that we got the right name, and I can get on with it.
There you go.
My question is, I just bought a house. It's an 85, and it desperately needs paint. But I'm wondering if it's beneficial if I should either paint or seal the stem wall. I plan on installing some termite treatment around the stem wall, and I'm going to be digging down a little bit, you know, about 6 inches.
Great.
But I was wondering while I have it down there, if there's any benefit to either sealing or painting that stem wall.
Daryl, that's a great question. The more you can dig down, the better off it's going to be for whatever you apply to that stem wall. because whatever moisture's in the soil that's in contact with that stem wall, as the sun comes out and heats that moisture up, it will actually pull the moisture up the stem wall through the concrete and out to the surface. That's why so many stem walls have that peeled skin, sunburned, blistered look to it. In fact, if you really wanted to do a great job, Daryl, what you'd do is you'd excavate down to the point you're talking about, and then you'd get a product. Romy, help me.
No,
ThoroSeal. You don't like ThoroSeal?
ThoroSeal is great. I've just had several people tell me there's something a little better, and my mental Rolodex is blanking. But Cohills and Marvell both recommend this product now.
Okay. It's a product, Daryl, that it comes in bags like
ThoroSeal
cement.
Will still work great, but they've got one they like a little bit better.
It's a powder that you mix with water, and you can brush it on with a mortar wash brush, or you can trowel it on. It's an epoxy-based cement, and once it's on, all you have to do is paint that surface, and then you're going to stop that stem wall from ever blistering again. It really makes it a nice, crisp, clean look.
And for Mesa, the closest one of those locations to you would be Marvell. They've got a Mesa location on South Country Club Drive, 1313. It's between the 202 and the 60. They are open on Saturdays till about noon if that's something you're trying to get wrapped up for today. If not, you can stop by any day during the week.
But well, I don't know if I'm still on, but you guys rock. You're the best, and I love you guys.
Thank you, man. Love you, too. How do I answer that? Let's get to Charlie. Thanks, Daryl. Charlie, you with us this time?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you so much for your information, sir. Hey, you talk about building a small granny pot or mother-in-law thing in the backyard. You said that $100 a square foot wouldn't cover it. If you got a rough idea, just, framing stucco with the footing and all that stuff all the way, just a complete building, maybe not including appliances. You got a rough range to talk about?
Depends on how rough Granny likes it.
No, got to keep Granny happy. No way we're not going to keep her happy.
You know, Charlie, we're typically dealing with something in the 400 to 600 square foot parameters for size.
Yeah, that sounds right.
If your zoning allows it to get it installed. We have to take a look at what power you currently have coming into your existing house, and can we divert a sub panel off that, or do we have to upgrade the power panel to the main house? We have to take a look at how we're going to take care of the sewer or the septic tank. But I generally tell people if they're looking for backyard casitas to match the look at the house, You're probably about twice that. You're much closer to $200 a square foot than you are $100 a square foot.
Okay, just that's what I need, a rough idea.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Charlie. Well, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million.
And for that, depending, I was joking about how rough does Grandma like it, you could do it in stages. I mean, it's not like you need to get all the appliances in right away. It's not like... you can get the framed up work done. You can get the HVAC installed and be okay. The bathroom can come later. The kitchen can come later. If it's something that's critical that she doesn't have anywhere else to go, or you're bringing her there, if you need to phase it in, go ahead and design it to have these things added on. Don't say, we've only got enough money for just a bedroom, because then when it's done and the resale value, you've got a structure that isn't going to have a lot of appeal to the next buyer. So even if you don't completely finish it in phase one, do it and at least design the structure and have the infrastructure for it to be everything you can legally put back there. Rosie had mentioned you can't put a full kitchen, but make sure you get the stub outs for a sink in there. Make sure you've got, can you go with a dishwasher? I'd imagine you could put it in a little, at least apartment size sink, countertop access dishwasher.
Yeah, you can.
You just don't have to buy it all today.
You don't. You can phase it in step by step. All right. We've got Rick on the phone.
Oh, man. I hit the two buttons at the same time. Sorry, Rick. Did anyone see his question?
No, it had to do with roof and roof extensions.
I did that twice today.
It goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the show about hanging back patio roofs off fascia boards and how bad that is. It's bad for the existing roof. It's bad for the new patio roof. And, you know, we see it done all the time. So people ask me all the time.
Back to your super cooling while you...
No, I was going to go back to, you know, why does it cost so much to do something custom in a backyard?
And on your text real quick, we got an SRP texter in. We were talking about the new to 7 rate on APS. SRP has a 1 to 8 p.m. So they do have a 7-hour on-peak plan. It's just an hour. It starts an hour later and ends an hour later. So it get your power bill out. Get all the plan options from your local provider. Okay. Okay. So shall I take Rick? Is he back on the line? Rick, I'm sorry,
yes,
man.
I'm here.
All right. What was your question, partner?
Well, I'm in Pima County, just outside of Tucson, and I want to put up a patio roof. And there's no homeowners association in my area, but I want to respect my neighbor's property. And I was wondering, is there a restriction or something that says I can only go so many feet from the property line?
Rick, every home lot has side yard and backyard setbacks. Those are generally set by the fire department, okay, in a master plan of the zoning ordinances. You can find that out by contacting the Pima County Building Department, and they'll let you know what the setbacks are.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
So you don't crowd that back property line, or you don't... Now, you said you were on the edge of Tucson in Pima County with no homeowner association. Are you on larger lots?
Yeah, we're on one-acre lots.
Okay, well, then unless you want to build a really big back patio, I would think your side and backyard setbacks probably won't apply to you. I'm guessing, unless you've built the house very close to one of the property lines, if it's pretty well centered in that acre, you're probably going to have the opportunity and the ability to do just about anything you want.
Okay. Well, my patio that's behind the house and over close to one property line is probably between 5 and 6, 7 feet from our adjoining wall.
Okay. And then on the other side, it's probably pretty generous, your distance between the property line and your house, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you've got one big side yard access, that probably accomplishes what they're going to want to accomplish. But again, check with Pima County Building Department, and they can give you the details. A lot of times on tighter lots, we can get down to as little as 3 feet. And again, that's for, you know, one or two firefighters in full uniform dragging a hose around the side of the house. That's as tight as they want to get into it. So the fact that you're 5 to 7 feet on that one side and plenty of room on the other side, I really do think you're going to be happy when you talk to the Pima County Building Department just about how big your options really are.
And from what I've looked up, it is 724-9000 for their office number, and it is a government agency, so I mean they won't be open until Monday. It's Rosie on the house, 602-277-5827 to join the conversation.